Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a hearty and warm welcome to the weekly edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. And I am Sister Amara. And assalamu alaikum, Adikarita, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm very well, Sister Amara. And I hope all the listeners are also just as well.
See, alhamdulillah. You're looking lovely today, Adikarita. Yes. Well, here's what you can look forward to in today's program. We're going to actually commence with the home remedy, the health segment, and its effective remedies for arthritis. Thereafter, in our homemaking segment, it's the best ways to clean your blenders. And in our cooking segment, which country does the most home cooking? All about that. And in our cooking segment, we're going to tell you all about steaks, the different types of steaks. And our recipe segment also will be sharing with you lovely recipes. We've actually got a succulent steak recipe, a toasted steak recipe, and a masala steak recipe. And that's coming up in our recipe segment. And the question we're asking you today is, how many hours do you spend cooking per week? So how many hours do you spend cooking per week? That's our Household Express question today. And also another question that came to my mind this morning, is every day a roti day? You can interact with us on the following platforms. That's 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648, a tweet at Amara Radio Islam, or follow me on Instagram, that's Amara_Mullah. Well, I've heard that it's always recommended. It is actually a sunnah to start a journey on a Thursday. And I would like to start my journey being a Thursday to let my extended Radio Islam family know that I will be leaving for Hajj, inshallah. I would ask everybody to make dua for us. If I have offended anybody in my personal capacity, please let me know and grant me the chance to ask for forgiveness before embarking on this journey of Hajj. Inshallah, we will be departing on the 26th of August. So I request listeners to please remember me and my children who's going with me for Hajj to remember us in our du'as. Stay tuned.
بسد شان خیر انا مارا ہے نبی مرزم حبیب دو عالم بسد شان خیر انا مارا ہے نبی مرزم فلک سے ملک آ
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, we're all excited at home also. We're busy getting our Hajj preps ready there, making all our things ready, getting our bags ready. And most of all, remember us in your du'as as well. And for all those who's going for Hajj, also, Allah Ta'ala accept your Hajj and grant you a Hajj maqbool, a Hajj mabroor, and you know, accept all your du'as and your ibadat. Ameen, ameen. And well, let's now go on to the remedy health segment, and we sharing with you effective remedies for arthritis. And I think, you know, with winter now, when many people who actually do have arthritis, you know, they suffer from it a lot, yes. the joint pains, the pain itself. Now, there are effective remedies to actually help you with your arthritis. I think the first one is exercise. You must keep mobility in your joints by regularly exercising, and in that way your muscles won't become stiff also. Then there's nothing quite as soothing for your aching joints and muscles like getting a massage. Massaging with mustard oil might seem a bit out of the ordinary, but it works. The oil helps reduce joint pain and inflammation. You can prepare the homemade mustard oil mixture as follows. You heat a little mustard oil until it becomes slightly warm. Onion juice may be added if there is swelling. Rub the oil gently over the painful joints or joints before covering it with plastic wrap. Apply warm towels to the swelling joints and repeat on a daily basis or until swelling goes down. Then, I don't know if you heard about the Epsom salt. It's also great for not only arthritis, but for anything and everything. Magnesium relaxes the muscles and nerve endings, which become aggravated with the inflammation. Dunking your hands in a bowl of water with Epsom salts can help alleviate the discomfort. It's also a great source of magnesium, which regulates the pH balance levels in the body. The salts keep the pH levels low to prevent inflammation. And here are a few tips on how Epsom salts can actually help you with your arthritis. Fill a large bowl with warm water and half cup of Epsom salts. Make sure you stir the bowl. Dunk your hands or affected joints into the bowl. Alternatively, you may want to fill a tub with warm water and add 2 cups of Epsom salts to allow more room for larger joints, such as the knees. Then keep your joints soaked for approximately 15 minutes a day. Then you can also try this out. You know, we've all heard about the arnica, the turmeric, which is absolutely wonderful. It has lots of benefits, lots of remedies as well. So they say turmeric helps to reduce painful swelling and joint inflammation. The dark yellow spice promotes healthy functioning of the joints. And what you can actually do is take a half a teaspoon of your turmeric, a half a teaspoon of ground ginger, 2 cups of water, a teaspoon of honey for a little flavoring. And you can actually have this maybe like once or twice a day, and this will actually help you with your arthritis. Then also increase your magnesium intake. You can, ginger also is excellent, and you can also add ginger to your tea or even to your green tea, and it also helps. And another one is also fill a bowl with 6 teaspoons of dry ginger powder, 16 teaspoons of caraway seeds, and 3 teaspoons of black pepper. You mix it well, and you consume half a teaspoon of the mixture with a glass of water after each meal. Then you can also take more like fish oil. Then you can also like with the ginger as well. And also then there's something else you also want to share with you. They say cayenne pepper. You take 3 tablespoons of cayenne pepper, 1 cup of grapeseed oil or any other oil like almond, olive and jojoba, then 1/2 cup of grated beeswax, a glass jar with a tightly fitting lid, and a double boiler. So what you do is you mix your 3 tablespoons of cayenne pepper, cayenne powder, together with 1 cup of oil of your choice. Heat the oily mixture in a double boiler for 5 to 10 minutes on a medium heat. Stir in 1/2 cup of grated beeswax until the substance has fully melted down and that everything is blended together. Keep the cayenne pepper, the cayenne powder mixture chilled in the fridge for about 10 minutes and then whisk together. Repeat the step for an additional 10 to 15 minutes and pour in a glass jar with a tightly fitting lid in the fridge and apply daily. Then another remedy is peppermint eucalyptus oil blend, which you can actually make up yourself. You will need 5 to 10 drops of eucalyptus oil, 5 to 10 drops of peppermint oil, 1 to 2 tablespoons of olive, almond or grapeseed oil, and a small dark glass bottle. Blend 5 to 10 drops of eucalyptus and peppermint oil together, and then add 1 to 2 tablespoons of carrier oil to the mixture, and carrier oil dilutes the essential oil to prevent skin irritation. So that were the remedies for arthritis, and if you need a copy of the remedies, it is available on our Radio Islam website. If you don't have access messages to internet, you can call Stafaiza on 011-854-7022 and she will gladly assist you. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, tips to clean your blender. Stay tuned.
Dua when entering masjid.
Allahumma aftahni abwaab rahmatik.
O Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy.
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
Invest up to 30,000 Rand per year in a Sharia compliant tax-free savings account with 27-4 investment managers. You can now invest in our top performing Sharia compliant unit trusts, knowing that all capital gains and dividends you earn are completely tax-free and have access to your money at any time. Grow your money tax-free by calling us today on 011-442-2464 or visit 274.com. 274 Investment Managers is an authorized financial services provider.
Dua before wudu.
Bismillah walhamdulillah.
In the name of Allah, all praises are due to Allah.
Radio Islam will be holding its annual general meeting on Sunday, the 30th of August 2015 at the Masjid Salihin Hall, 9:30 a.m. insha'Allah. Included will be the minutes of the previous AGM, the chairman's address, and the audited financial statements. We hereby request our community to attend.
You are listening to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Well, I'm inundated with WhatsApps and SMS and emails to, you know, with all the best wishes and to ask for a Hajj Mabrur, Hajj Maqbool. JazakAllah to all for those lovely messages. And I'll make dua for everybody, for the whole Ummah. Inshallah, Ameen. Well, let's now go on to our homemaking segment, and it's cleaning your blender. Now, blenders are really easy to clean. I always recommend washing your blender right after you use it. That way, no food gets congealed in the carriage or the body. However, even when you leave your blender dirty with a little bit of soaking, you can still bring it back to life. Now, some blenders claim to be dishwasher proof. I would not recommend using a dishwasher. To preserve the longevity of a blender, I would always hand wash the carriage. Placing your blender carriage in the dishwasher can scratch it and rust the mechanism. Now, here is the easiest way to clean your blender. Unplug your blender before you disassemble it or wash any part of it. Give your blender carriage a quick rinse immediately after use with warm water. Then take a few drops of dishwashing liquid and fill your carriage halfway with warm water. No blend on high for 20 to 30 seconds. This should clean all food from the sides of the carriage and under the blades. Empty the soapy water over your lid to give that a clean and rinse and wipe out the carriage with a soft damp cloth. You know, I think the glass blenders are actually better to use than the plastic blenders. It doesn't leave a smell.
Anytime it does. But you must leave it a little in hot water.
Mm-hmm.
So all the smell and everything comes out.
Yes, because we're always grinding green chilies, garlic.
Yes.
So you don't have the, and garlic actually has the odor. Now, never use an abrasive scourer on the carriage. It will use unsightly scratches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a simple way is a sponge and your dishwashing liquid.
It's so easy to clean it.
Mm-hmm. Then you can always soak with warm soapy water and then blend, wipe and rinse. If this doesn't work, repeat the cleaning process with a couple of tablespoons of bicarbonate of soda in some warm water.
Yes.
Then to remove odors from your blender, you can soak your blender in some warm soapy water. If this doesn't work, repeat the cleaning process with a vinegar solution, some white vinegar in warm water, or a lemon juice solution. Then to clean the base of your blender, always unplug the blender before cleaning it. Use a soft bristle toothbrush to dislodge food particles and smeared food off buttons and controls. Clean the base with a soft damp cloth. Make sure you wipe the electrical cord to remove any food particles and never use abrasive scourers on your machine. This will cause unsightly scratches. Well, that was tips to clean your blender. Then I've got a message here to say, how do you clean your fryer? Well, I've come to a nice tip, a very easy tip, cheap tip, in fact, to clean your fryers. You know, if you've got those normal, you've got maybe a double fryer or a single fryer, what you do is empty your oil out. empty your oil out, and then in your fryer you take maybe a little bit, a teaspoon of sunlight liquid,
okay,
and pour it maybe quarter way water into your fryer, and then put it on your normal setting, maybe a medium setting, with water, and then leave your water to actually come up. You get like a foamy mixture. It can loosen all the grime, and leave your fryer, I mean your basket in it. In fact, all the dirt,
so
oily,
the oily thing,
things comes out.
Come
it
out.
Works every time for me, perfect.
Okay.
And you just don't got those grimy, maybe those stubborn oil. You can actually put a little bit of bicarbonate soda.
It will work, yes.
But the water has to come up.
Yes.
It has to come
it
up.
It makes that foam.
It makes that foam.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the water comes out, you switch off your fryer immediately.
And
in that
it.
Way, you leave it and you can always clean it out. Now we go on to something I've come across, you know, yesterday when I was doing prep work for this program. It's, which country does the most home cooking and most hours of home cooking? Of course, we all know those days when there's just not enough time to prepare a home-cooked meal from scratch, while other days you're proud to say we've put in the effort to create a dish fit for a feast. So, Auntie Gretchen, how many hours do you actually spend cooking per week?
Oh, my God. I think I spend most of the week in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Because I love the kitchen, so I really can spend almost the whole day even if I can help it.
Mm-hmm.
But well, most of the mornings go in the kitchen.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, let's see, I've actually got a list in front of me on which country spends the most hours of cooking. And we start off with India, mm-hmm. 13.2 hours.
Sure.
Ukraine, 13.1 hours. South Africa, mm-hmm. 9.5 hours, but I still feel it's more. I think we beat a lot.
It's definitely the most.
Because most of our sisters out there, we have so much of this Muslims in the home industry, mm-hmm. and so you spend a lot of time cooking, preparing your things yourself. Indonesia, 8.3 hours. Italy, 7.1. Spain, 6.8. Russia, 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
Canada, 6.4 hours. Australia, 6.1. Poland, 6.1. Argentina, 6 hours.
Mm.
Belgium, 5.9. Mm. The UK, 5.9. The USA, 5.9. China, 5.9. Mexico, 5.8. Sweden, also 5.8. France is 5.5. And Germany, 5.4. Brazil, 5.2.
Mm.
Turkey, 4.9. And South Korea is 3.7. hours.
Only.
So, only. So, you know, if we have to, I think first is India 13.2, because I think we have our home cooked meals, yes. And then it comes actually South Africans.
Oh, yes. Anytime.
Anytime. Mm. Yes. So the question we asked you today on Twitter also, how many hours do you spend cooking per week? And also another question is every day a roti day for you? Auntie Gretchen, is every day a roti day for you?
No, not really. I maybe make it once or twice a week, and that is it, because every day we plan a different menu, and majority of the day, on a Monday, yes, definitely it's a roti day for us.
For me, almost every day is a roti day, but I always must have rotis. Whether it's in the fridge, I must have rotis.
Oh, okay. No.
So it's quick just to put your, whatever left over your food you have, and then just put it on and make a nice sandwich. It's filling as well.
No, it is. It is. And it's much healthier than the bread, I think.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Well, let's go for a short break. When we come back, the cooking segment, and we're going to be telling you all about steaks, and then we're going to go on to our recipe segment, and it's easy steak recipes. We're sharing with you a succulent saucy steak recipe, a toasted steak, and a masala steak. Stay tuned.
محسوس ہوا ہے یوں مشغول درودوں میں ہوں کبھی مصروف دعاؤں میں ہوں کبھی مشغول درودوں میں ہوں کبھی مصروف دعاؤں میں ہوں کبھی ناتیں بھی لبوں پر رہتی ہے بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں ناتیں بھی لبوں پر.
Jazakallah to Usama for playing the beautiful Nazam. Oh, it's too beautiful, Jazakallah. Make us get so emotional there, you know. Yes, but Jazakallah for that. Let's now, I've got lots of messages here. This one says, tips to clean blender, add hot water, a light sunlight dish, liquid soap, and squirt and blend. Then rinse, add boiling water with vinegar, blend and rinse, but completely you won't have a bad odor. Jazakallah for that. And once again, also, JazakAllah to all those for all your lovely messages and your du'as. May Allah Ta'ala accept and Allah reward you in abundance as well. Now, let's go on to our cooking segment. And today we're talking about all about steaks. Now, Adikrita, when it comes to steak, what types of steaks do you get?
Well, you get lots and lots. You get the rump steak, you get the fillet steak, you get the tenderized steak, you get the minute steak. You get the loin steak. You get lots of different types of steak.
And I suppose it's different steaks need different times and different methods of cooking.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about the fillet steak. How would you actually prepare the fillet steak?
You know, the fillet steak is a very easy and a very tender steak.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets done very, very quickly. So basically, you don't really need a lot of marinating and all of it because it really cooks very fast.
Mm-hmm. And then your tenderized steak?
Tenderized steak takes a little bit more longer than a fillet steak. But because it's tenderized, the time is very much almost the same as the fillet steak.
Okay, now if you want to tenderize your steak, how do you go about doing it?
Normally, you ask the butchers to tenderize. They normally do tenderize it for you. And if not, then you just get a tenderizer and you mallet it with a mallet.
Mm-hmm.
And it tenderizes very nicely. And then, of course, you put your meat tenderizer in it if it doesn't cook very quickly.
Okay, then we talk about the rump steak.
Now, the rump steak is a very nice steak, actually.
Mm.
That, again, doesn't take much long to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very tasty steak.
Yes, I find a juicy one.
It's a juicy steak, and I really prefer from all the steak to cook a rump steak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you talk about the minute steak. Oh, what's
that
my favorite?
That normally is very convenient for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just don't like fry it, you know. You don't need to cook it for long, you know. Because it's so thinly sliced, you need very, very little time to cook it.
Okay.
See?
And also, can we talk about the T-bone steak?
Yes, the T-bone steak. Also, that's actually nice for a braai.
A braai, yes.
Yes, when you're braaiing meat, the tenderized, the T-bone steak braais very, very nicely.
Mm-hmm. And then, now, marinating your steaks, Anke, what is the best way to marinate your steaks?
Well, it's entirely up to every individual. But the basic recipe is, you know, to get steak nicely cooked, you must add either lemon juice or vinegar in the steak. So it like quickens the time to cook.
Okay. And also, Auntie Karija, now, you know, your steak cooking times, is it best to just, you know, when you're putting up your steaks in a pot, you can put a bit of ghee.
Yes. And then you just simmer it on a low heat to not
add water. I was going to ask you that, yes.
No. You must let it cook in its own juices.
And put it on low.
You have to cook it on low and it cooks very, very nice.
What about grilling steaks?
Okay, grilling steak, sometimes it tends to dry out.
To dry out, yes.
You see, because steak is not fatty, it doesn't go, it dries out very quickly, so you have to be very careful how you cook, how you grill the steak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then this one says, won't believe cooking steak today, waiting for the recipe.
Oh.
Okay. Then another one says, okay, salams for me, it's roti day every day because it's part of my rosy, alhamdulillah.
Oh,
alhamdulillah, sister, let her grant you barakah in your rosy as well. And yes, lots and lots of barakah in your rosy as well, ameen. And then we've got, okay, I've got more messages for Haj Maqbool and Haj Mabroor as well. And this one says, Haj Mabroor, Haj Maqbool, may it is for you and your family, just brought tears to my eyes while listening to your message. Go well and make the best out of it. Ameen. Inshallah, ameen. And yes, and somebody wants to know, when do I depart? Well, we, inshallah, we depart on the 26th of August. We're just going for a month. And inshallah, to accept, ameen, and make it easy and a safe and an accepted journey as well. Now, let's go back to our cooking segment, Auntie Karita. When you're buying steaks, you know, what would you actually look for when you're buying steaks?
You see, your steak, you have to be very careful what you buy. It depends what you want again.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a nice rump steak, you actually tell the butcher to give you, and they give you the best of the steak.
Mm-hmm.
Even whatever it is, whatever it may be, try and choose a less fatty steak.
Okay.
Because you must know, in the steak, you don't get very, very fat in it, too much of fat in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, doesn't matter whatever you get. It's always, you know, steak is steak.
Okay. And storing your steak?
Well, again, you have to keep it nicely in a nice plastic packet so it doesn't get freezer burnt or anything. And you store it normally how you normally stay, store your mutton or whatever it
is. Okay. What is the best steak to use when you're making pies?
Well, I prefer the rump steak.
The rump steak.
The rump steak works very well.
Okay. Then Sister Aisha Tokrat from Botswana and Lopatsi says, I use rib eye steak. It's very tasty.
Oh, okay. All right. I haven't ever tried that. Eh?
Okay, the rib eye steak. Well, I mostly prepare minute steak or very seldom T-bone steak.
Okay.
But minute steak, yes. In fact, yesterday I made the succulent saucy steak, but I made it in a minute steak. And we're going to be sharing with you the recipe as well. Then this one says, okay, I've got messages. This one says, okay. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Mara. Could you kindly ask one of the sisters from Zambia if they could kindly share a grilled T-bone steak or any steak recipe, Jazakallah. So the sister from Zambia, I hope you listen to this program. We're looking for a lovely T-bone steak recipe as well.
Right.
And, well, actually now go, let's go for a very short break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing with you those easy steak recipes. So get your pens and papers ready to jot down these lovely, delicious recipes. Stay tuned.
Sharma Spice World, Sana Super Kernel Low GI Basmati Rice, 5 kg, £99.90. Pan oil 5 liter, R74. Shan assorted masala, 6 pack of the same variant, R60. Sharma dishwashing liquid 5 liter, R21. So gentle toilet roll, tens, £9.90. Cool baked beans, 410 grams, 3 for £22.50. 5 roses, 200 tea bags, R48. Fruit tree juices, 1 liter, R12. Contact us on 011-852-5568 or visit us at 50 Hemsbox Street, Extension 2, Lenasia.
As the violence increases, and with no end in sight to the current crisis in Syria, many continue to flee their homes, seeking shelter in temporary tent villages. In an effort to restore the dignity of the Syrian people, the Al-Imdad Foundation has embarked on a project to convert tent homes to semi-permanent container homes. Donate online at alimdad.com or call 0861-786-243 for more information.
The Lanesha Muslim Association, your partner in fulfilling your responsibility of granting your child the greatest gift of basic Fertini education. We urge you not to compromise on this need of your child, which will be Thawabi Jariya for you. The Lanesha Muslim Association invites you to earn Thawabi Jariya by educating a learner at only 250 rand per month or part thereof. A few rands in the LMA 10 will keep the wheels turning of serving Mjesa and Masjid.
The Indie Shopping Festival at the Pretoria Service Merge Hall Lodium from 7th August to 16th August, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, bringing you the latest designs from India, bridal wear, Punjabis, kurti tops, footwear, sterling silver jewelry, Kashmiri carpets, and much more. From 7th August to 16th August, Pretoria, Sever Samaj, 264 13th Avenue, Lodium. Free entry and secured parking, 10 days only, no extensions.
You are listening to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to the recipe segment of the Household Express. And today we're sharing with you easy steak recipes, a succulent saucy steak, toasted steak, and a masala steak recipe. Well, the creator of this one says, I prefer a rump steak, but my husband insists fillet steak is the best. Any comment?
It is the best. It is. I mean, a fillet steak is better than a rump steak.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more expensive also.
Yes.
It's quite expensive, and I think it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever one you prefer, you must buy.
Okay. Then, alright, let's now go on to our recipe segment, and we'll start with a succulent saucy steak recipe.
Okay. For the saucy steak recipe, you need, it's actually a kilo of either whichever steak you want, 1 teaspoon of fine red chilies, 1/2 teaspoon lemon pepper, 1 full tablespoon of ginger garlic masala, a juice of 1 lemon, 1 tablespoon white vinegar, 1/4 cup oil, 1 teaspoon aromat, 1 teaspoon steak and chop spice, 1 teaspoon chicken spice. Your method is you marinate your steak in the above spices for a few hours, cook on low heat in its own juice. Avoid adding water unless necessary. Once the steak is cooked and tender, add a sauce and leave it to simmer. Now for the sauce, you need 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 3 tablespoons of the Bushveld rice sauce made by Nando's, 3 tablespoons of barbecue sauce, 1 tablespoon of tomato sauce, 1 tablespoon of tomato half tomato puree, and then a juice of 1 lemon, salt to taste, blob of butter. You boil all this together, you add it to the steak and you leave it to simmer. Then you add thin slices of green pepper. It can be added to steak when almost done. Gives a nice, lovely flavor.
Okay, you've really got this. You just look at the flu, the cough. The cough always lingers on till the last. Okay, we repeat the succulent steak recipe. It's 1 teaspoon fine red chilies, 1 teaspoon fine red chilies, 1/2 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 full tablespoon ginger garlic masala, the juice of 1 lemon. 1 tablespoon white vinegar, 1/4 cup oil, 1 teaspoon aromat, 1 teaspoon steak and chop spice, 1 teaspoon chicken spice. Marinate steak in above spices for a few hours. Cook on low heat in its own juices. Avoid adding water unless necessary. Once steak is cooked and tender, add sauce and leave to simmer. Then now for the sauce, you take 3 tablespoons mayonnaise, 3 tablespoons Bushveld rice sauce, that's your Nando's. I think you only get it in the Nando's
brand.
Yes,
you only get it in. Mm-hmm.
3 tablespoons barbecue sauce, 1 tablespoon tomato puree, 1 tablespoon tomato sauce, juice of 1 lemon, salt to taste, a blob of butter. Now you boil all of this together and add to steak and leave to simmer. Thin slices of green pepper can be added to steak when almost done and gives a lovely flavor to steak. I made this yesterday with millet steak.
And it was
very tasty. Nice and saucy.
Yes, it's not a rice steak.
And you can serve it with your vegetables or your chips or your potato wedges.
Whatever you want to, yes.
Now the next recipe, toasted steak.
That's a very easy and a really nice steak. For a toasted steak, you need 1/2 kilo of minced steak, cut into strips. You cook it in ghee, salt, pepper, and garlic for about 7 minutes on medium heat. Then you chop 1 onion and dice 1 green pepper, 8 to steak with 1 tablespoon Worcester sauce and 1 tablespoon black vinegar. Cook for another 5 minutes till water is burnt out. Remove from heat and add 2 large curry spoons of stir piri piri sauce, 2 large curry spoons of tomato sauce, 3 large curry spoons of the crystal sauce. Then you cut 3 potatoes thinly for French fries. You fry your chips and you add to your steak. You butter your bread and make sandwiches and you toast it. It's a hot.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. So the toasted steak recipe, it's a 1/2 kilo minute steak cut into strips. Cook in ghee, salt, pepper and garlic for 7 minutes on medium heat. Chop 1 onion and dice 1 green pepper. Add to steak with a tablespoon of Worcester sauce and a tablespoon of black vinegar. Cook for further 5 minutes till water is burnt. Remove from heat and add 2 large curry spoons Steers Piri Piri sauce, 2 large curry spoons tomato sauce, and 3 large curry spoons crystal sauce. Cut 3 potatoes thinly for French fries. Fry chips and add to steak. Butter bread with sandwiches and toast and serve hot.
It's very tasty.
Very tasty. Mm,
it's a nice light meal for a Friday night or something.
Yes, you butter your bread, you put your steak in your chips,
and then
like a toasted steak. And you can always grate cheese or
yes.
put your salad or
okay,
whatever. Your lettuce, your tomato, your onion. Now we go on to the masala steak recipe.
Okay, the masala steak recipe is 1 kilo rump steak, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon arad, 2 tablespoons of dry turner, 2 tablespoons of garlic masala, that's your red masala, 1 teaspoon red chilies, 1 onion grated, 1 tomato grated, 5 tablespoons of lemon juice, 5 tablespoons of tomato sauce. You marinate it and you cook it with ghee until done. When almost cooked, you fry fat chips and you add it to your steak. You serve with hot roti and salad.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. So we repeat the masala steak recipe. It's 1 kilo rump steak, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon arad, 2 tablespoons dry tanna, 2 tablespoons garlic masala, 1 teaspoon red chilies, 1 onion grated, 1 tomato grated, 5 tablespoons lemon juice, 5 tablespoons tomato sauce. Marinate and cook with ghee until done. When almost cooked, fry some fat chips and air to steak. Serve with hot roti and salad. And I think what makes this steak so juicy is you're putting a grated onion and a grated tomato.
Yes. That's my normal basic steak
recipe
when I make at home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way I make it, and it really comes out nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So somebody wanted to actually repeat the succulent saucy steak recipe. Well, we've got a few minutes left before we wrap up this program. So certainly. So it's for the succulent steak recipe. It's a teaspoon of fine red chilies, 1/2 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 full tablespoon ginger garlic masala, the juice of 1 lemon, 1 tablespoon white vinegar, 1/4 cup oil, 1 teaspoon of aromat, 1 teaspoon steak and chop spice, 1 teaspoon chicken spice. Now you marinate steak in above spices for a few hours. Cook on low heat in its own juices. Avoid adding water unless necessary. Once steak is cooked and tender, add sauce and leave to simmer. So for the sauce, you will require these ingredients. It's 3 tablespoons mayonnaise, 3 tablespoons Bushveld braai sauce, that's your Nando's, 3 tablespoons barbecue sauce, 1 tablespoon each of tomato puree and tomato sauce, the juice of 1/2 lemon, salt to taste, blob of butter. Now boil all this together and add to steak and leave to simmer. Then you can add thin slices of green pepper, can be added to steak when almost done, and gives a lovely flavor to steak, also a lovely color, yes.
Yes.
Then, okay. Now, Auntie Creature, also, if you need to make maybe just not a masala steak, but maybe a salted pepper steak, what would you actually use for that?
Okay, for the salt and pepper steak, I normally put my salt. I put white pepper in the steak.
Mm-hmm.
I use mustard powder. I grate an onion. I put a bit of whole green chilies in there. Then I use the jalapeno sauce and a bit of garlic sauce to it. And you just cook it with your ghee and it comes out nice and saucy. It's not too dry again because you're grating an onion in your steak. It doesn't make it totally dry. It keeps it nice and moist. It's very lovely.
Okay. Now, everybody's favorite seems to be also the spur steak.
Yes.
Now, you can always order a rump, or you can always ask for a fillet steak.
Fillet steak, yes.
Now, then, and you get those spur pepper sauce and mushroom sauce,
yes.
And it comes really lovely.
You even get they call it the monkey glen sauce also. Even that is very popular in the spur steak that they use.
And like, if you want to make like a steak curry, like maybe like a beef and hot sauce.
You make it like a normal tarkari. You make a bagar and you put your steak in. And
your cube steak.
Yes. And then you just cook it and you add your tomato and you make it, put your potatoes in. So it gives it makes a nice curry actually.
Okay.
Well, it's not my favorite. I wouldn't like much of it. But people like it.
People like
to serve it,
yes.
With your rice or whatever.
It
is quite nice actually.
Okay. Then somebody wants to know that, like, you know, let me just go through here. Okay, there, I've got a recipe here for cheddar melt steak. Okay, so let's quickly share the cheddar melt steak recipe. And I'm going to put it onto the website also. So for the cheddar melt steak, you take 1 kilo steak cut into pieces. That's 1 kilo steak cut into pieces. 2 tablespoons ground garlic. 2 tablespoons ground garlic. 1 teaspoon aromat. 1 teaspoon aromat, 1 tablespoon barbecue spice, 1 tablespoon of barbecue spice, 1 tablespoon of peppered steak spice, 1 tablespoon of steak and chopped spice. Now you marinate steak in all spices, cook in butter till tender. So for the sauce, you take a punnet of mushrooms, 1 punnet mushrooms, 1 tablespoon garlic, 1 tablespoon lemon pepper, salt to taste, 1 tablespoon of maizena, 50 grams butter, that's 50 grams butter, and 250 ml fresh cream, 250 ml fresh cream, and 1/4 teaspoon white pepper. So you saute mushrooms in butter and garlic, add spices, mix maizena into cream, pour over mushrooms, cook sauce till it thickens, arrange steak in pan and spoon mixture over steak, sprinkle with lots cheddar cheese and grill till cheese melts. And this is
something
a very tasty, delicious recipe. And I'm going to put it onto the website, and it will be under a cheddar melt steak recipe. Then this question says, can the succulent steak be made for pies?
It's going to be too saucy.
Too saucy, yes.
Too saucy. All your filling is going to ooze out from the pastry.
Okay.
You can't use it for pies, no.
Okay. Then let's go back to our messages here. We've got another recipe for a Texan steak with chips and jalapenos. So that's also go onto the website.
Yes,
okay. So you can view that onto the website. Then this one says, okay, maybe, how about sharing a naan katai or muska recipes for those going for Hajj like yourself to actually make and take with? Inshallah, maybe we can do that next week, okay?
Inshallah.
Okay, so what would you recommend us taking with for Hajj?
Well, the naan katai is an option.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the muska goes very well, it doesn't really break.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the ginger biscuits are also very well.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, because it's a hard biscuit. You see, you have to take something that's a bit hard. Like
rust as well.
Yes, rust also better. The thing is, if you take a shortbread or something,
it's going to crumble. Yes.
So these are the options. So inshallah, I think we should share some of the recipes.
And then maybe how to pack it as well.
Yes. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely informative program. Once again, JazakAllah to all for those lovely Hajj messages. Inshallah, I'm still here for the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, and Aunty Khadija will be in the studio. If you're in the studio, she's going to do the program on the phone line. And one of our female presenters will be taking over the Household Express while I'm away on the Hajj journey. And also, I'll try to reward them also for standing in Aunty Khadija. You're still going to do the Qurbani. And I will try and prepare as much as I can, inshallah, before I leave. And once again, JazakAllah to all for all your du'as and all your well wishes for a Hajj Mabur, and to all those who are also going, but like accept your Hajj, Allah grant you a Hajj Mabur, Hajj Mabur, accept all your du'as, your ibadah as well. Remember us all in your du'as as well. Inshallah, back on Tuesday, we actually continue with the Citizen's Guide to Hajj. We've got a lovely interview coming up on Tuesday afternoon at 2:30 as well, and that's actually a bit of a surprise. It's something for, you know, it's actually called, let me just quickly remind the listeners out there, it's actually something, you know, we think of you, you know, it's like this, let me just go back into my phone here and go back, I just share that with you as well. Alright, yes, it's, okay, gosh, let me just go back again. I'm just trying to find this here. Okay, it's about dignity dreams, you know, it's about info, it's all about this sanitary towels, you know, reusable sanitary towels. It is called Dignity Dreams for those for in those rural areas, actually for the poor. You know, when actually girls become baligh and they can't afford the sanitary your sanitary towels, and in this way they actually made up packs, you can actually reusable sanitary towels.
Okay, that will be
good. It's actually called Dignity Dreams. So that interview is coming up on Tuesday afternoon at 2:30, inshallah. And then from 2 to 2:30, Sister Zakira joins me on the Sister's Guide to Hajj segment. And then next week we're going to be sharing with you again maybe a maska,
yes,
a fruitcake recipe,
yes,
or maybe a nice rusk recipe. So that's all your food items to take with you on your Hajj journey.
Inshallah.
Well, that's where we leave it for today from me, Amara. Assalamu alaikum. In Aunty Khadija Ibrahim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And JazakAllah Usama. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.